The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
From the Taylor Cryogenics Lab in Arizona, we are pleased. We're also a little bit astounded to have on the line with us the head of Ted Williams. We did speak with you last year.
And I was not pleased with that interview, Mr. Hendry.
I know, because we made a lot of head jokes, and forgive me for that.
Well, you know, they're not just head jokes. They were old head jokes about the hat. And
I understand that, sir, but the reason why we're talking to you is you've been offered the CBS anchor job. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right.
So what do you want to know?
I want to know... Well, I guess I want to know, how is that... What are they going to do? Are they going to put your head on the desk, or...
I don't know. All I know is I got a call from this guy, Moonves, who is the...
He's the president of CBS.
Yeah, and he said, are you interested? And I said, I'm interested, sure, but I don't understand. And he said, well, it's the new CBS. We're looking to kind of go in another direction. And I said, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I said to him, a little bit, you know, like that guy in Carlito's Way.
Well, were you insulted?
Well, I was a little bit insulted. I think it's a freak show. But he's talking some significant capital. Now, when I played ball, the most money I ever made was 100 grand a year. This guy's talking, as you can well imagine, seven, maybe even eight figures.
Well, it's a big gig.
Yeah, it's a big gig. But my question is, all that I am is a head. The rest of it got thrown away, and so...
Well, it got thrown away.
Well, they did. They took my head and froze it, my kids, which I'm still pissed at them for that. So now they want me...
Just out of curiosity, how did you answer Mr. Moonvee's call?
You going to start in with the smart jokes again? Or
No. I mean, I really... Right, bud?
Yeah, we want to know.
If that's the retard, I'm not talking at all. I'm hanging the phone up.
All right, shut up, bud.
No, but how do you answer that phone?
I'm not going to talk if the tard is anywhere in the room.
All right, get out of here. How'd you answer his call if it's just your head there and...
I had a guy prop the phone up. Thank you. Does that answer the question for you?
Was it a lab technician or something? Or...
Yes, it was a lab technician. He said, there's a call for you, Ted. I said, that's nice. What do you want me to do about it? He said, well, here, let me get this book and a coffee cup. And I'll just prop the phone up.
So he just pushed a book and coffee cup up against your head? And
he put it on the desk near my head.
So you... I guess you can't hang up on him, can you?
No, but I can hang up on you, and I will in a second.
No, I'm sorry. So he said, would you be interested in the CBS Evening News anchor job?
He said he's interested in the job. I said, why? He said, because we are looking for a replacement. I said, well... I get that. I'm asking you, why are you asking me? Because all I am is a head. And he asked me the same question you asked, and with a little chuckle, he said, by the way, how are you talking to me? And I said, you know, you want me to hang up? I'll hang up. He said, no, please don't. He said, seriously, Mr. He called me Mr. Head. And I said, the name is Williams. And he said, okay, we want you to do the anchor job for Dan Rather. And I said, all right, I'm interested. And because you begin to trust, Phil, what happens is when you go through life just as a head in a lab, you begin to trust. And he began to talk to me about the salary and everything, and that's when he came out with a little comment, which I didn't appreciate, which was, do you need a teleprompter, or do you just want us to write on 8x10 cards? And that's when I said, I'm going to hang up again. And
oh, well, you can't guys can't resist making the jokes, you know.
Don't hang up. We're head over heels for you, Mr. William.
All right, go down to the fifth ring, turn left, and cook.
You ass.
What?
I'm talking to freaking Ted Williams' head. Can you resist? And I told you to get out of here. Now get him back on the phone.
Get him or it back on the phone?
Get the head back on the phone.
We're head over heels for you, Mr. Williams.
Don't you think he's heard every gag there is?
What?
I'm sorry about that. I've told him to get out of the room. What's all that noise?
Don't start.
Okay. So now he says, would you like the anchor job?
Yeah, and I said to him, okay, not that I'm not up to the job, because even a talking head is better than Dan Rather. And that's when he said, well, that's what they all are, talking heads. And he went, ha, ha, ha. And that's when I almost hung the phone up again.
Well, your point was that even like Ted, only a head, Ted Williams' head is better than Dan Rather.
Yes. So we're going to talk. My agent's flying out to Hollywood tomorrow. And
you got an agent?
Yeah.
Is he the head agent?
Go to hell.
Hey, bud, I'm going to hurt you bad, man, if you don't get out of here.
I'm sorry.
I told you to get out of here, and I mean it. Is he the head agent? Don't you know that's the stuff he's hanging up on?
That's my thing.
I understand. Get out of here or you get hurt, and you get hurt seriously. I mean a hospital stay.
Apparently.
I got to get him back on the line. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Ted Williams Head, who's just been offered the anchor job at CBS. 1-800-449-860. Mr. Williams, I'm sorry. I had no idea that he was in the room. And I apologize.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you are offered this job. Your agent's flying to Hollywood, and that's where we were last.
My agent's flying out to L.A., and...
By the way, I got to take a break to hit the head.
Oh, man, am I going to hurt someone.
All right. I'm going to leave. I'm leaving.
What?
I'm leaving right now. You can do the show.
Wait a minute.
I am. I'm going away.
Wait, Mr. Henry.
No, go ahead. Do the show.
Goodbye.
What am I going to do?
Do the show. You want to do the show? Go ahead. Do it.
This Bud Dickman, welcome on my show. Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, we will talk to Justin McElroy, and he said the F word. And we're also going to have Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hill, and he has a ladies' night. I'm Bud Dickman. We're just trying to get ahead in the ratings.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up tonight, in our next hour, Herb Sewell is our special correspondent of the Michael Jackson trial. He is in Santa Maria, California, and will be talking with us. Herb is the only former child molester turned news commentator assigned to this case, and so I think he has a special point of view, obviously. And also a new feature, Roger Tuscan's America Sucks. It's going to be a great feature. We'll be doing it intermittently on The Phil Hendry Show. Hal and Viola Levalier may pay us a visit tonight. I don't know. Now, right now, we have our flashback request, as we do each and every night. If you have a flashback you'd like to hear, if you have a bit from the show you'd like to hear again, you can email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. That's phs@philhendryshow.com. Dearest Phil, about a year ago or so, you had a conversation with Margaret Gray, and she was complaining about the fact that the airlines wouldn't close the curtains between first class and coach. She was upset that a retarded boy was staring at her in a lewd fashion, and he was licking bologna and sticking it to the window. I laughed so hard at this that my buttocks separated from my body. Please run the... Oh, he left his thing off. Okay. Please run this one again for me, Phil, as I only have approximately 40 more years to live. I'm very, 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 very sick. Cord Adams, the Dallas, Oregon. All right, dude, here it is. Margaret Gray and that tard kid with the baloney and coach.
First of all, let me correct just one thing she said before the last break. They didn't tattoo us on the wrist, so she's just talking blah, blah to be heard. Our tattoos are between our elbows and our wrist. I'm a survivor of Buchwald in 44. Onto her subject, which is completely ridiculous.
It's called Buchenwald, not Buchwald. That was Art Buchwald you were thinking.
You need to study Yiddish, lady, and you'd say it the proper way.
How old are you?
I'm 65.
So how could you have been? At Buchenwald or at Buchwald?
Do the math, lady. In 44, I was 5 years old. In 45, I was 6 years old. I was born in 39.
If you were five, it must have been fun. They didn't do things.
Oh, come on! Don't be stupid.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Anyway, let's get to her subject here. This gentleman on the airliner that the passengers that took over, who on a cell phone called his wife in Pennsylvania. He was calling from the midship steward station. and that's where the curtain between first class and coach is. He was a coach passenger.
The man that was staring at me had his head tilted to one side.
Look, lady, that's your problem.
There was a retard.
That's your problem. That is absolutely your problem.
There's nothing more unsettling than for an overweight man wearing overalls and mouse ears, eating bologna and drooling, and looking at you. How am I? Oh my God!
Three breaks ago, you described fondling in baggage. Is that a sex statement or what?
No, I was afraid that I would be fondled in baggage claim. And
you're sick. Don't you understand that you're sick?
How could that be sick?
That's not a normal concern.
When a man wearing
baggage claim.
You know something? When a 40-year-old man eating bologna and wearing mouse ears is staring at you throughout an entire plane ride,
lady,
I think it's safe to assume you're going to have some part of your erogenous area.
Don't you recognize?
Yeah, you know, I'm with you, Don. I am.
Don,
you're making this into sexist, you know.
No, Don, bless your heart. Bless your heart, but you really need to heal your old wounds. Get over yourself and being at Art Buchwald's house.
You're whatever other talk show host talk is a left-wing wacko. That's how I see you.
You know something, Don.
You're totally out in space. You ought to have antennas coming out your head.
If a man is licking bologna, staring at you, what do you think?
If the man is developmentally disabled, as I said, if he is suffering from some kind of retardation or whatever you want to call it, then you just consider the source for the poor guy. He might have been fascinated by earrings you were wearing, some jewelry you were wearing. Maybe he was looking past you and out a window.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are really twisted.
And what makes you so special? What makes you the almighty here that gets to just because you make more money and you don't make more money than me, trust me, and I fly coach, what makes you so elite that you get to protect yourself? How about the other 15
passengers? We were sitting in first class. Look, the man
was... How about the rest of the people? Are there any other weirdos in first class?
Can I ask something? The man was licking bologna and sticking it on the window, and I'm supposed to sit there and think that's normal, and you call me sick.
Yeah, put your eye blinders on and go to sleep. Pull the shades down so the people can see the TV. Be a human being. Be cooperative.
Did you have any men licking bologna at Art Buchwald's house? No.
The man was at Buchenwald. It was a concentration camp. If you say Art Buchwald's house one more time, I'm going to hang up on you.
You see, Phil, you've been affected, you and this guy, by the George Bush War on Terror. So the both of you can go straight to the hot place.
Good evening, and welcome to Roger Tuscan's America Sucks. Cell phones fading in and out, disease-ridden bathrooms, and of course, the government won't provide free cable TV. Tonight, we'll talk about those things on America Sucks. Good evening, everyone. I'm Roger Tuscan. Welcome to America Sucks. I was using my cell phone the other day, and it was fading in and out, and I couldn't talk back to the UK about a business deal I was trying to consummate with Richard Branson of Virgin Atlantic Airlines, of course, the great adventurer. Also, I went to a gas station. This is in Westlake Village, California. And in the gas station, there was evidence of fecal matter still in the toilet. There were scrawlings on the bathroom stall, one of them advertising, and I might say in a very euphemistic, almost fantastical way, the size of his manhood, with his phone number prominent next to that, and a very crude drawing of a man's penis next to that. Also, something along the lines of my sister is also willing, and a different phone number. This is in a gas station that can be accessed by young people. The other reason why America sucks is the cable TV is not free. Recently, on a vacation to the Netherlands, everything was free. The prostitutes were free. The police officers were free. The marijuana, free. The Netherlands is far superior. Talking to me right now is the Dutch Minister of Internal Affairs. His name is Kwon Fass, and he's with us to talk about how the Netherlands is superior to America. And a very, very pleasant good evening to you here from a hellish place, America, to you, Mr. Minister.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me about the Netherlands and how superior it is.
We've got marijuana, and we have prostitution. You can come and pee on the sidewalk and everything, and yet everything's clean, you know. So it's a very funny place. I'm almost frightened of the place myself, you know. And there's canals and motorboats and everything. And
is there a standing military in the Netherlands?
No, there's not. We're part of the... I just turned into a Cockney. I just noticed that. I better change my accent back.
Yes.
No, there's not. Is this more German?
Yes.
All right. No, there's a lot of things...
Oh, that's all the time we have. Thank you.
You bastard!
Next week on America Sucks. Why aren't the whores here free, like they are in the Netherlands? This is America Sucks. I'm Roger Tuscan. Good evening and welcome to America Sucks. You'll notice there was no programming between the last installment of America Sucks and this one, because here on Television Thames in Britain, there is really no valuable programming that hasn't been stolen by American television, and so why have it on the air at all, right? So that's why it's wall-to-wall America Sucks. America Sucks. Brought to you by... British Petroleum and Wimpy Burgers. Good evening, everyone. Roger Tuscan here again with another installment of America Sucks. And why? Because all of the valuable television programming ideas that we came up with here in Britain have been stolen, transported to America, watered down into unseemly and unimaginably bad television, and we don't see nickel one. It's called licensing. I'm going to talk now to a real whore, a guy that's got his legs spread and his buttocks spread morning, noon, and night. His name is William Pond, and William works for the BBC. Your job, William, as I know it, is to license television programs, right?
Yes, Roger, that's very much correct. That's what I do. And it's quite enjoyable.
You know, you remind me of Herb Sewell.
He's my cousin.
Now, Roger, you take television pro... I'm Roger.
Yes.
And you're...
Bill, John, I...
Okay. Now, you take British television programs, you license them, and you give them to American television. Don't you feel like an unmitigated whore?
Well, I am a whore, but you see, it's all about money. Now, the Americans have long since given up any attempt at trying to come up with their own television ideas that are creative than anything they'd ever want to watch. Now, therefore, what I do is I go over there and say, hey, listen, I've got an idea for you, Yank. Why don't you take one of these British shows, gussy it up a little bit, put some big-breasted blonde in there, whatever it is you people love, and you can give it a different name and say, oh, look at this, we created our own television program. Now, I sell this to them, I license it everywhere, take the money back to Britain, buy myself a big houseboat on the Thames or a villa in Spain, and that's how it works.
But don't you feel terrible taking British television and turning it over to the Yanks so that they can just screw it up six ways to sunset? All in the Family, of course, is one show that was fairly successful. Everybody sings the praise of that program, but it was actual pure, unmitigated dung compared to the original, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. All the Americans think All in the Family is great, but it sucked wind. It sucked herds of mules compared to what we had on the BBC originally, which was some show that I forget the name of.
Well, thank you very much, you prostitute whore scumbag.
Thank you very much.
America Sucks tonight. Britain having their television ideas stolen by America. I'm Roger Tuscan. Good night, everyone, from London. Roger Tuscan is actually in Hollywood, not in London. Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to... All right, we had him strangled. That was entertaining.
Yeah, I liked it.
Roger Tuscan, America Sucks. Cell phones and gas station bathrooms, and of course, all those shows that we've stolen from the Brits. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Although I can't think of one show that we stole from them currently on the air. Well, it's tough to know. Is Survivor from Britain, or where's that from?
I think that's from Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden. Whose Line Is It Anyway was a British show. We do it on occasion. And just as kind of a side note, when I was at the Aspen Comedy Festival 2 years ago, they sat all of us down for a reporter from the New York Times, and he was asking about this. And I said, well now, because they were saying, where's the new television coming from? I said, well, it's a plane ticket away to in Great Britain. And there was somebody sitting across from me, like from CBS, getting all huffy, saying our shows are just as popular in Europe as their shows are here. And of course, I poo-pooed it, laughed, had a sip. You know, another sip of my tequila, and went to the bathroom. But then I researched them when I got back here, and she's right. There are some American shows that do very well over there.
But they're all shows that were made in the 60s. In other words, there's still reruns of Hogan's Heroes over there because everything else blows. The Germans are still getting a hoot out of that one.
Boy, that show's a hell of a program. Everything else they bring out of here is...
All right, coming up on the Phil Henry Show, Herb Sewell's Michael Jackson Report, a visit from Hal and Viola, and we're going to be hearing from, of course, Justin McElroy and Ted Bell tonight on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got an email, another email from some 13-year-old kid who's all bugged that I called him a jackball because he sent me some preemption information on our show. I asked people to email saying, if you know of our show getting preempted for any athletic event, please let us know. We can alert our listeners in that area. And the so this kid sent me a note saying, yeah, you get preempted at and of course I'm imagining his voice, yeah, you get preempted at Colorado University games. You jackball, you know what you're talking about. So he sends me back this email saying, how dare you? I, a 13-year-old listener, I got this whole cadre now of, like, punks that want to be able to listen to my show. What am I supposed to say to them? You're not allowed, man. Go to bed. But anyway, thanks for the information, dude. And Colorado University basketball sometimes preempts us. The other preemptions, and I got them all, a big list today, and I think it's important. WFLA dropped the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, so thank God for that one. Well, I think we're on tonight in Los Angeles. I don't think the Lakers are playing, mercifully. Thank you, dear sweet Jesus, for that one. Not so much that I'm on the air, but that we don't have to listen to them. And another thing, I'm kidding. Take it easy. And then... Tallahassee football, IOD in Miami, I think the Heat, and a couple of deals like that. I think we got Kansas lacrosse. Some, you know, we get preempted for lacrosse games. I think there's a skeetball championship that they, and the, of course the softball tournament in Nebraska, we're constantly, you just forget it. You'll never hear us in Nebraska anywhere. Other than that, we're fine. So I want to thank him for that, and I also got an email from someone who is complimenting us on the origin of Phil Henry's show lines. Now, we have a little article published on our website that tells you the origin of different lines that we use in the show. There a lot of lines that we use on our show are an homage to movies that we've seen and that we like. And this individual wrote a letter, and the person is, I don't know who it is, it's another one of these anonymous people, but he, she, it said, yeah, Rudy's La 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 is indeed from... the character Manny Ray, played by Stephen Bauer in Scarface, who says to Scarface when they get to Miami, do you know how I get women? Let me show you. And he swaggers over to a bikini-clad beauty lounging on a beachfront chaise and gives his rapid-fire tongue flick. She winds up and slaps his face, and that's how Rudy got to where he is today, thinking he's just all that and a bag of freaking hammers. Now, getting over to our website, if you check out the origin of Phil Henry show lines, oh, well, I spoke too soon. The Lakers are on tonight. They're not? Well, then my computer didn't update quick enough. We have a brand new entry there. You've often heard us use the line, he's crazier. I can tell by the way that guy looks through his face, he's crazier than a crap house rat. That's from the movie The Border with Jack Nicholson. And then, of course, the classic, I'll cast you down with the sodomites, which is what Clara was saying the other night about Martha Stewart, or no, she was saying that about Oprah Winfrey, saying that if Oprah Winfrey had gone to prison, they would have cast her down with the sodomites. That's from Shawshank Redemption, which is also a brilliant, brilliant film. So go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and you can look at the origin of Phil Henry show lines, at least some of the lines we use in the show, and occasionally we actually write our own material, but not often. Let's go over now to Lloyd. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Lloyd. Lloyd, go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm calling from the emergency room at Tanahanian Hospital. I just had an accident on a ladder today, but I was driving over listening to the news, and I wanted to...
Are you all right, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking. I'm fine. I was spraying some fruit trees, and I was using a kind of insecticide that apparently was a little bit more stronger than I thought, and unfortunately it rendered me unconscious. I fell off the ladder, and I was... incapacitated, but I thank you for asking, sir.
Well, I hope... Are you getting medical attention now?
Yes, sir. The doctors are right now looking at me. They're doing a thorough exam, and I'm hoping that they help me.
Are you okay?
It's difficult breathing, but he's right now. I'm sorry? Okay. I'm removing my pants now.
Why are you removing your pants if you inhaled insecticide?
You know something, sir? That's between me and my Maker. That's between me and Jesus Christ, who is my Savior. Thank you.
Are you... You're with a doctor, though?
Yes. But the reason why I'm calling you is because I want to say this on behalf of all the senior citizens listening right now. I know that we were all very, very shocked, but at the same time, we were embarrassed by the chimpanzee event in the Bakersfield. And I'm referring to the elderly gentleman who was very brutally mauled by the chimp. And are you familiar?
Yes, sir. I did read that story. It was a horrific story. He was an elderly... Was he 62? You know, nowadays, is 62 elderly?
Well, you know, you talk to some of these kids and they'll tell you it is, but technically you're a senior if you're over 55. Now, I want to say, and I want to say this very clearly to anyone who operates an animal shelter of any kind, if I were to come to any animal shelter within the contiguous United States... Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. I can hear you very fine. Go ahead.
Okay. What? He's going to put the glove on now.
Wait, you inhaled insecticide? This guy's checking your prostate?
That's none of your beeswax.
Go ahead, man.
All right. I want to say to anyone operating one of these animal havens, brother, don't get any ideas, because no chimpanzee, because if it had been me, the face that would have been torn off would have been the chimpanzee's, not me. I can definitely assure you of that, sir.
Well, sir, now wait a minute.
No, that's...
No, hold on for a minute. A chimpanzee has five times the strength.
Yeah, I heard all of that, about the five times the strength. I heard all... I'm a Korean War veteran, and brother, I was embarrassed for that man. The minute that that monkey tried to eyeball me, the minute that monkey tried to mad dog me, I'd be all over him like a monkey on a football. And I can tell you,
I don't appreciate that monkey on a football thing.
What does that mean?
It's a racial thing. I don't like it.
Well, sir,
okay, let's stick to your point here.
I'm an old man. I don't know the references.
You're trying to say that you... The monkey wouldn't have done that to you. Now, how old are you? You're a Korean War veteran. I got to say, you're at least late 60s.
I'm 71 years of age, if it's any of your business. And
all right, it is my business. You're talking about elderly. Chimpanzees are violent, vicious animals if they're cornered. We're told that in certain areas, like they did to that guy...
I understand what they did to the guy. What I'm trying to say to you, that I don't think he is representative. I'm a Korean War veteran. Are you trying to tell me that a chimpanzee is going to take it out of my hide? I'd be all over him like stink on a fresh steaming turd in the morning. And I can tell you something else. Tear off the poor man's scrotilia? Oh, baby, I would love it. You know what? I called, and I'll tell you.
You know, you're getting a little worked up.
No. Listen to me. I called the animal haven where that happened, and I said, I want you to give that monkey my name and address. Because any time he wants...
Wait, dude. The monkey is dead. They shot it.
Okay.
What do you mean, give it your name and address?
I said you spread my name and address throughout the entire primate house, and you tell them that they want a piece of me. Now, I'll tell you...
Hold on for a minute.
Who is this?
What?
I'm sorry, who are we speaking with?
Let me have the phone.
No, who are we speaking with?
This is the Phil Henry Show. I was talking with...
Yeah, that's Mr. Lloyd. He got a hold of the phone. You got to go back to bed, you bad boy.
No monkey makes a monkey out of...
Wait a minute. What is this?
I'm very sorry, sir. You are talking to Torrance Retirement Center and Psychiatric Facility. And Mr. Lloyd got out of the day room.
This is a senior retirement home?
It's a lockdown ward for seniors, yes, certain psychotic seniors. I'm so sorry, sir.
Come on, let me talk to the man about the monk.
No. And I'm so sorry.
So in other words, this guy's call is not real.
No, sir. Was he raving on and on about how you're going to kick a monkey ass?
Yes, he was.
Oh, he'd do that every day. All day long. He'd run around the day room, run around out there in a TV room, talking about, I'm going to take on a chimp. Someone bring me a chimp. I want a piece of that chimp. All that. You know, he even tried to take out one of our janitors. He said, you're good enough. And I found it very racist.
Well, I'm very sorry. I had no idea.
That's perfectly fine.
I'm talking to the man on the talk show.
That's right. You a bad boy. You want to go back and get your applesauce?
Tonight's applesauce night?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, boy, I got to go.
Okay, he's off getting his applesauce.
All right, well, I forgive me, ma'am.
Nothing to forgive, sir. I'm very sorry I have to trouble you. Bad boy. Now, you get your applesauce, maybe get a little bit of plum pudding, too, and some chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am.
You want your brown sugar?
I do.
I got to go.
Okay. I gave my name and address to the animal haven and said, you spread it all through the primate house if they want a piece of me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, I just saw the thing. Crude briefly tops $55 a barrel. I think it's time. Oh, God, do I think it's time that we get hybrids. Now, here's what I am. Okay, hold on. What?
Mr. Hall's on the phone.
David, I'm in the middle of something.
Why, you lying sack of crap. You're trying to tell...
Why?
Are you going on the hybrid thing again?
Yeah, okay, because I got the Jaguar.
Because you got the Jaguar. Last year, I went out, I was so inspired by what you said. I went out, I started pricing hybrids. Other listeners started pricing hybrids. And then I read the email that you sent the listeners, encouraging them, exhorting them to buy hybrids. And when push came to shove, when the rubber was meeting the road, down to nut-cutting time, you bought a Jag. You're a liar, you're a thief, and you're a war criminal. How can you say...
Look, I'm seeing the price here. I've changed my mind.
Oh, well, he changed his mind. Hey, bud, he changed his mind.
Yeah, you must change your mind, huh, Mr. Henry? Maybe...
You know, it's funny how you, bud, all of a sudden turn against me as soon as Mr. Hall's on the phone.
Look, if you buy a hybrid, that's the day my pants come off and I'm running up and down Wilshire Boulevard. That's the day you buy a hybrid.
Oh, so you think I'm a liar, huh?
I know you're a liar. And I saw the email that you got calling you a liar.
One guy.
Now, I saw the email exchange you had with that guy. It was insulting to that man, and he was making a very good point. He said, people look up to you. Why, I don't know, but they look up to you, don't they?
And well, they shouldn't look up to me. All I am is a bag of wind on the radio.
Yeah, sure. You're a bag of wind on the radio. You want people to listen to what you're saying. Now,
I'm looking at... Can I just say something?
Go ahead.
Crude prices go above 55 a barrel. I mean, I had no idea...
So you've changed your mind now, huh? Do you know what I did? I went out and I bought a hybrid. Now, as you know, I'm single again. Sitting around my apartment, listening to Joni Mitchell records and drinking wine coolers. And I got a hybrid. Do you know how sexy that is? Try pulling into the lot there over at the Beef and Barrel or the Steinen slot or whatever the hell restaurant is and say, you want to come back to my apartment in my partially electric car? She thinks she's going to get into a golf cart.
I'm sorry.
I haven't been laid in 4 months because of you. You.
I just think that...
The day you get a hybrid, Phil, is the day that I will go ahead and buy another hybrid. Right now, I can't afford to get my regular car back. So I'm drinking wine coolers, listening to Joni Mitchell CDs, driving an electric cart with the girl staring at me and going, oh, that's really nice, but, you know, my girlfriends are leaving. We all want to go and listen to, you know, do some knitting. You are... Oh, I hate you.
Okay, did you know this was going to happen, bud?
Well, sort of.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I'm not supposed to. I'm Mr. Hall's employee.
You know, you're always kissing my rear end, aren't you? But when push comes to shove, like he said, when, what was it he said? Come nut-cutting time.
Well, you sure know how to say you go get a hybrid, then you buy a Jaguar, and everybody go get one.
I'll do what I want to do. I'm just saying, this is too much bread, man. 55 a barrel. We got to get off that Arab oil.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're also going to have Justin McElroy. Justin's a 17-year-old high school senior from Canyon High who was sitting with his friends using the F word quite liberally, and a father came from another table to ask them to stop. And we'll talk to Justin as to exactly what happened after that. 1-800-449-8686. That's coming up in maybe an hour and a half here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up later, Herb Sewell will have a special report from the Michael Jackson trial. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Justin McElroy will be on our program tonight. And a number of things here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our email address, phs@philhendryshow.com. I want to get on Bob Reisling very quickly here before the end of our hour. Bob is an animal expert from the San Diego Zoo. I want to continue talking about this horrific chimpanzee attack. By the way, did you hear the man who called me earlier?
I did hear him, Phil. It's a little amusing what some people think they're capable of doing, but I can assure you that no man is able to contend with any enraged creature like that. The animal that attacked that man, and I'm forgetting now...
A chimpanzee.
That's correct. It's called a chimpanzee, that man would take it on.
You mentioned to me that there had been instances like this. Some are very publicized, some are not.
Well, the most notable example of this, Phil, took place... several decades ago, actually, and it got quite a bit of publicity, and it was an event that I think we have learned from but forgotten some of the lessons.
An event where a primate attacked a human?
Yes. There was a contingent from the city of New York. There were filmmakers who went to the South Pacific. They had heard about some exotic animal life on an island in the South Pacific, and they traveled there. It's around 1931, actually, Phil, so we're talking several decades. And again, the literature is quite extensive on this. They went on to an island. The name of the island was at that time called Skull Island. It's since been taken over by the French as a colony, and is now Je Suis Island. And it was at that time that one of their party was taken captive by a giant ape, which they had to gas, and then they brought to New York. Now, eventually, this climbed the Empire State Building.
Are you talking about King Kong?
There you go. That's the name of the...
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're not hanging up on me.
Hi, I'm an animal expert. What's it called again? Oh, yeah, chimpanzee. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.